This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for telling him to slow down his solo trips? Say more.
Yeah, I was going to say what?
She said, hi, please keep me anonymous. You got it, girl. She sent this into our DMs on Facebook. She said, am I the jerk for telling my husband to slow down on taking solo vacations? Allie and DZ, in the last 10 months, my husband has taken four, she writes in all caps, four trips by himself or with friends.
That's one per quarter.
One in the States. Three international trips.
Dang.
We haven't taken a family trip in a few years. We're planning one for this summer, but I still feel like this is excessive. These are purely enjoyment trips, not business. He says this is just his self-care.
Oh.
I asked him to at least hold off on another trip until we can take a family trip. I thought this was reasonable, but he's now planning his fifth solo trip for this month.
Okay.
When I tried to put my foot down, he says he never knew going into this relationship there would be limits to how often he can go on vacation. For reference, we've been together 20 years
Thank
and he's
you.
Never gone on a solo trip until last year.
Huh. What changed?
I'm mad. I don't know, but to me, you know, the non-trusting in me goes, be cheating.
What's
Who
going
is he
on?
Meeting up with this many times a year? A solo trip?
With
no,
friends?
Honey, I'd be going with him. I'd be following his ass, but that's just me not trusting. So what are we doing here, my guy?
The reality is, I got a question.
Who are these friends? Where is he going and what is he doing? I mean, after the first one, all right, honey, go enjoy your self-care.
Self-care. I understand.
Second one, we're pushing
okay.
it.
Okay, you got a lot of self-care, my boy.
You're soul searching. Fine, go ahead.
Third one in a year, I'm like, hey.
Where is she? Who is she?
At least bring me back a t-shirt.
Fourth one, now I'm following you with an FBI agent, and we're going to find out what you're up to. Now I'm paranoid.
Yeah.
Something's off.
No,
am I wrong for being paranoid?
Isn't this wild? Nope, you're not paranoid at all.
What is this guy doing?
I think it's our immediate instinct to go like, yeah, that's too much.
Too much.
There's a threshold, right? Once you mention self-care, once you mention mental health, it's
fair
like,
Now
fair.
Nobody can touch it, and now you get away with it because you said it's I want to do it because it's self-care, and what am I supposed to say to that?
You say self-care, that's the golden Midas touch, and you're like,
Never mind.
It's self-care.
It's like saying someone died. You're afraid to say anything back, right? You're like, oh, never mind.
It's self-care.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
my bad. But five? Four going
it's
into
almost,
the fifth?
It's like me getting my nails done an excessive amount and getting all these like med spa things done and going, but it's self-care. We can't afford it. And going, but it's self-care.
There's one thing
it's
to
just not okay.
There's one thing to be able to afford it or not. She doesn't mention it being too much. They're still planning a family trip. They clearly got enough money for him to be able to go take these international vacations.
International at that, even more.
So money isn't an issue here. Money is not the issue here.
She's not the jerk.
No.
I'm actually mad that this guy thinks it's okay.
Right, man. And you know how I can normally kind of devil's advocate a situation and be like, well, let's think about it. Let's take a step back.
He never
back.
Went
let's
on a solo
ourselves.
Trip, though, till this year. That makes it even shadier.
What makes me wonder is what's actually going on? Because let's just say he is cheating. Mm-hmm. How did we get here after a 20-year arguably happy marriage? Because that must have not been happy for 20 years then.
Well, obviously.
If on year 21, all of a sudden, solo trips become a thing.
I'm telling you. Well, as someone who's divorced, who's gone to a place where you thought you were in a really happy marriage, and then all of a sudden it goes to garbage, you'd be surprised. People internalize things all the times in relationships.
True.
They don't speak up.
True.
They don't say there's a problem, and then it all crashes and burns like my marriage, right? Where all these problems I didn't know were happening
because
we were having
out.
Kids and this and that.
Busy.
So I'm
Whatever.
Saying this is how it happened. You don't say anything
and
you're quietly raising your kids and minding your own business and you don't know there's a problem. How are you going to fix it? You know?
You're right. Well,
I'm playing devil's advocate on that
on
side
that, on
that she might not know there was a problem on his end. Or vice versa in divorces. So I'm just saying, but now we know there's a problem.
There's clearly
I'm sorry. There's a problem. He never went on a solo trip. Now he's going 5 times in a year. Girl.
Let's continue the devil's advocacy, if you will. He isn't cheating. We don't know if he is. I mean, our instinct goes and says, that's mad weird. Who is it? Right? But let's say he's not. Let's say he genuinely is doing the self-care.
Let's say he just wants a break from his family and he's had 20 years and he's annoyed. Let's just say the things you're not supposed to say.
Is he trying to soft leave his family then? Right? Is he slowly letting go so that you know? Because I'm going to be honest, I'm going to peel back the curtain. My dad kind of did this. Mm-hmm. He didn't take trips, but he would just be gone for longer and longer periods of time.
Oh, that's tough.
Right? And I mean, not tough.
It was what all you knew.
It's kind of, my dad was always working. So when he worked more, quote unquote,
yeah,
it was like, well, he's just working more. We never had more money to show for it.
Right.
But
he was just gone.
It became a process where it was longer and longer, and he'd be at the gym more and then at work more, and then he'd have to take another trip here for work, and then all of a sudden he would, you know, not necessarily be sleeping at the same time my mom was, and then he moved his bed to the basement. You
then
know what
they
I'm
all
saying?
Separate,
and
yeah.
then everything
it's
falls
a slow
apart.
Separation.
I hate to say that this could be what's happening, but if he isn't cheating, he might be just soft leaving, and he is too nice of a dude to genuinely just cut ties because he's done in the relationship.
So he's going on these crazy trips.
So
yeah.
He's just going to like
but
explore
wait, hold on.
Himself.
Hold on, though.
What's up?
You and I are so mad and fired up.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out why. It doesn't even matter.
It really don't.
Is she the jerk for telling him to slow down his solo trips?
Yes.
No.
Huh?
Stop it. You are so full. You're not going to say yes.
You know I'm big cap.
I was right like, you're saying no. She is not the jerk. And I don't even think she should have been anonymous. Girl, say it with your chest and tell him no.
If money's no object, you should be taking your own solo trips too, especially when he comes home. All right, man,
well,
my flight leaves at noon.
And the fact that you've asked him to go on a family trip before he goes on another solo and he went on another solo.
Weird.
No.
Weird.
No.
Very weird.
414. You can text or call. Oh, I haven't even looked at the text. People are probably fired up too. Tanya and Kenosha, not the jerk. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. Oh, listen to this one. Paulina in Milwaukee said, oh, hell no.
Weird.
Family hasn't been on vacation in years. Wife doesn't sound like she's gotten to do anything either. Red flags waving all over the place.
I understand it's cheaper to fly by yourself than to fly with multiples or a few, however many people are in your family, 3, 4, 5, whatever. But that's still weird.
Somebody said, okay, but let's look at it from the other side. Let's say he goes on his first solo trip ever and was like, wow, this is really enjoyable. I really like this. I haven't done this in 20 years. And then he starts going crazy. Again, doesn't matter. She's not the jerk for asking him to slow down.
Has he never taken a vacation? Because that's a different story, right? Like, has he always grinded?
It doesn't matter because she asked him to go on a family trip.
Is he the sole provider? Has he made his money? Is he now going, you know what? You've been a stay-at-home mother. You've taken care of the homestead. I love you. I appreciate you. But now I need to kind of like decompress myself. Is he trying to catch up on the last 20 years of work? Because even then, still not cool in my opinion.
Greg in Greenfield said he's clearly putting himself first instead of his family. I mean, what more do we need to know? That's true.
I mean, can you call somebody a jerk for that?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay, fair.
You absolutely can. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I'm in shock. Somebody said... Actually, I know who said it. Gina in Milwaukee texted in and said, I say he's not the jerk. Huh?
It's So the wife's the jerk.
She's saying, I say he's not the jerk because if it was the woman who decided to put herself first before her family, she would be well supported by the community for regaining herself after so much hard work and labor that it takes to make a household take care of kids. Men don't get the same compassion. I actually will fight you on that, Gina.
I do not
think a wife should take 5 solo trips in a year, nor should the husband. Equally, I think it's weird either way.
Yep. No, we are on the same page on that
weird,
one. I would have been saying the same comments like, man, I mean, I don't want to go there, but let's be honest. This is a weird instinct
you
right here.
You can go to the gym and glow up and get your self-care back without leaving the country.
I swear. And I'm not saying that everybody should be doing the same thing, but I swear.
And now while I'm fired up, let's go to Abby in Menominee Falls. Hi, Abby.
Morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Is she the jerk for telling her husband to stop or slow down the solo trips?
Absolutely not. He is not the jerk.
Well said. Goodbye. No, I'm just kidding. No, why, Abby, though? Why?
That pretty much just
it feels so obvious. Yeah. Like, no, not the jerk, right? Like, I mean, how could you say she was the jerk on this?
Let's think about it from his end and try to justify 5 trips for ourselves in one calendar year with
selfish.
A family at home.
Just selfish.
How do you justify that? Like, what have you gone through in your life? I'm not saying I've had the hardest life in the world, but my life ain't been easy.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through stuff. We all have, though. I'm not going to take 5
in a year when you have children and a wife,
man,
you would never.
Right. I felt
you
out
would
of pocket.
Take one or two and feel bad.
Thank you. I felt out of pocket going on 2 bachelor trips in the calendar year.
Right.
I felt horrible.
This guy's
doing
living his best life.
This man is on his 5th solo vacay.
He's just
with
selfish.
Okay, now we're layering it on.
See, now DZ's mad too.
Now, we're layering it on this man.
All right,
we
Abby, she's not the jerk.
We're trying to justify his end, but there is no justifying.
There's nothing.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't,
you guys.
He's the one. At least being able to go on 1 trip out of the year if she's, you know, if she's staying home with the
she's
kids and things
asking
like that.
To go on a family one.
Not even a solo.
He won't even do that.
They need to be alternating. That's what they need to be doing. But this ain't looking for solutions. No, we're deciding the jerk.
Need to be. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. You know what? I'm keeping.
Not the jerk.
I have
not the
so
jerk.
Many
nope.
snide shade comments.
Let's
I want to throw them.
No, no,
stop.
No.
Never
nope.
mind. Thanks, Abby.
Appreciate you, Abby. Kick it off.
Bye.
Not the jerk. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Amelia in Milwaukee. And Amelia said she's trying so hard not to go to the cheating place. She doesn't want to go there in her mind. Amelia, how the hell do you not? How do you not, though, Amelia?
It's an instinct for sure in this
God.
One.
Because that's like the first thing we all think, right?
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
The first thing, like, oh, so he's going on these trips? Five? Really?
And it's the first thing I'm trying not to agree with, but what?
Exactly.
I can't.
And it's like, we don't know. Yeah.
Come on, you guys.
What else is it?
It's hard. It's hard not to. We don't know the reason. But I don't think she's a jerk. But you know what I would do if I were her?
What?
2 things.
What?
Okay, you want to go on 5? All right, I got you. She goes on a trip, either if it's not even out of the state or anything, even just like to go up, you know, Door County.
Sure.
Do it. Go plan it on your own and see how he feels and take care of all the responsibilities.
I don't think he'd care.
Flip the script.
It sounds, because if DC's right, though, Amelia, which is the theory that, okay, let's say he's not cheating. Let's just say he's slowly trying to leave the marriage.
Find himself.
Either way, he's not going to care if she leaves.
Say it. I don't want to be in this relationship. Or the other
Amen.
thing is, if she knows where his next trip is, secretly plan it and find out where he's at.
That's what I'm saying. I would be following him, dude. It'd be on. After the 5th one, it'd be on.
I'm not trying to get into too many layers, but their finances must not be, like, mixed at all, or else she'd know.
And you're right. You're right, Dizzy. It may not be that. Okay, cool. But then again, it's like, why are you taking all these trips?
Yeah.
If you can't be real with me, I will do it or not. You know what? I'm going to find out what you're doing because... You're not being honest. And not only that, they're going on a family trip. Is it going to be awkward? Is it going to have
He doesn't
fun?
Even want to go on the family trip. This is where counseling has to enter immediately you are screwed.
When
like, if you guys don't get into counseling and figure out why he's going on these trips, you are doomed. That's the way I feel about it.
The curious cat in me would love to know when they agreed that going on solo trips was cool. You know what I mean? Because after 20 years, when did it hit? When did y'all go, let's do this?
But us women, we go through a lot of phases in our life, you know, a lot.
As men do,
We don't, as men, I don't know what men go through.
Fair.
Maybe he's going through a life crisis,
mm-hmm.
and
midlife.
He thinks that's that midlife crisis.
Well, being married's hard. 20 years together is hard. It's repetitive.
Too. Or he's just thinking whatever. Some people can be in his ear.
Yeah.
God knows what.
You're right.
That could be also another thing.
That's good stuff.
Because us women, we go through menopause. We go through this because I don't know.
Okay, Amelia. Now we're going down. Now we're in our 40s and now we're going too far now.
Get to the gynecologist, Amelia.
Now we're in menopause. I mean, what just happened?
For men, I don't know what men go through. It could be that too.
Fair.
Down to the root.
I agree. I agree. Amelia, I do agree with you on that. But so wait, you say not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Oh, she's definitely not the jerk. Because like me, I would have been like, oh, where are you going? Oh, okay, I got you.
She got that out the way quick.
Amelia's like, but let's just say.
I hope you worth it.
But let's not assume he's cheating is what you guys are saying.
Try not to.
I find that hard to believe, but okay.
It's hard not to look at it like that from this angle, bro, because this is weird.
All right, Amelia, thank you.
You guys have a nice one.
You too. Much love. Bye.
So she wants to know, if you're just tuning in, is she the jerk for telling her husband to slow down his solo trips? He's getting ready to go on his fifth one in a year. He never went on them in 20 years. He now loves going on these solo trips. She's like, yo, what about the family? Can we do a family one?
Did this dude just never, ever, like, breathe for himself? You know what I mean? Like, has just always been drowned and consumed by family?
He's clearly checking out and leaving.
I swear.
And that is why I love traveling. But if I'm leaving my family, that's red flag.
Okay. I feel like he's soft launching a divorce. I don't know what else to say.
You're not wrong. Clayton is in Lake Mills trying to get his own theme song. Hi, Clayton. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Fired up.
Yeah, for real, though.
Triggered.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you think?
What do you think?
Well, she is not the jerk, and he is absolutely a jerk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you married, Clayton? I don't even know.
I am married. Okay. I just got married, and I got kids, and I'm a family guy. So you got a part. So you're going to go on 5 trips. Well, you go on 3 with the family or even 4, and then you sacrifice your family, and then you get the solo trip, and you do the rest with your family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the logic and what makes sense to a common-minded person.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. And what's in his brain?
How old your kids are, too. Obviously, if you got younger, you got to wait a little bit longer. But if your kids are old enough, well, wherever I go, you go. Yep. Wherever you go, I go. That's just how it is.
Well, listen to this. Okay, I'm going to be fair for a second. Lindsay and Grafton, talk about mental health. Lindsay and Grafton said maybe he's depressed and this is his outlet, which no matter what, he should be talking to his wife about it. Agree. He might be depressed. He might be checking out. He might be wanting a divorce. I agree. That's why I said they need counseling ASAP.
ASAP.
Or we are separately and together, by the way.
ASAP, because it's rocky. You feel me?
Like, no, you're doomed.
Even
now or never.
Deep, depressed, dark man, you can't be letting this man just out in the world by himself trying to explore. You don't know where he's going to be mentally at any given time.
No.
He needs his family right now.
Actually, we do know where he's going to be because somebody said we ride at dawn. We'll find this guy.
Yeah, the wifey needs to put him on a leash.
She's trying, and she can't. That's the problem. Have a great day, Clayton. Thanks for calling.
Love back, man, dog. Later.
Oh, now we're getting crazy on the text. I bet he has a secret life and posts about his trips. I would die.
Man, and anything is feasible, but I think we all under consensus that this is this is wrong no matter which way you flip it.
Carl in Milwaukee said, definitely not the jerk. I'm a dude. And my first question would be, what's her name? Mm. Oh, I don't want this woman crying in her car this morning.
I hate to be going
there. But she wrote in, and now she's listening to all this. Oh,
let's be honest.
I feel like it's obvious, though.
She wrote in because she wanted to hear where our minds went. Mm-hmm. I think it's obvious that she's not the jerk for saying, hey, man, like, what? But she wanted She wanted to die. Like, she wanted, where do you guys think he's doing? What do you think he's
up to? Here's the thing.
Do you think he's with somebody else, or do you think he's depressed? What's up?
She didn't even say, do you think he's with somebody else? Here's the thing.
She didn't have to.
When you're in it, it's easy to not see all the signs and it be obvious.
Yeah,
like, somebody wrote in for an Am I the Jerk we're going to do later about a mistress, and I read it, and I went, huh? And I went, this is crazy. And the girl wrote back and said, but they're telling me I'm crazy. And I'm like, you're not crazy. Like, you get in these situations and you're by yourself in a marriage and your husband's going, what's the big deal? It's self-care. And you're starting to think you're crazy for putting boundaries on it, right? And you're not. That's it. You're not. She's too far in.
Too much on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That was tough. And I feel sad for them because that's sad.
Not the jerk sweep, though.
Not the jerk.